On the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Affordable access to quality health coverage is a high priority for all Americans, especially farmers and ranchers. That's according to National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson reacting to House-passed legislation to repeal Obamacare and the Senate counterpart. Johnson says what he hears most about rural health care is that insurance has become both available and affordable. While admitting there are flaws with Obamacare, he's deeply concerned the GOP's proposals could reverse the gains. It was unprecedented in 2013 when the U.S. and Brazil announced they were lifting their bans on each other's beef, but critics were quick to warn Brazilian standards weren't up to the task. At the outset, USDA Undersecretary for Foreign Ag Services Michael Skuse was celebrating the historic deal, but U.S. Cattlemen's Association's Jess Peterson didn't agree then and is now struggling not to say, "I told you so." A jury in the Syngenta-Viptera trial determined that more than 7,000 Kansas corn growers who did not use Syngenta's AgriSure Viptera or Duracade seeds should be compensated to the tune of $217.7 million. That's the amount requested following China's suspension of U.S. corn imports for about a year in 2013 after China found traces of the MIR-162 trait in Viptera in U.S. corn. It was the first decision in a series of class action lawsuits. Another involving Minnesota growers is slated to begin next month. Syngenta plans to appeal. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.